Hallelujah. We want to call for the word bearer this morning. Glory be to God. The one who has the manner to dispense this morning. It gives me an honor and a pleasure this morning to present to you at this time. Glory be to God. Our own, glory be to God, homegrown, all the way from Pennsylvania again this morning. Woman of God, never says no, never turn us down. But Sister Simone is here this morning, glory be to God, with a fresh word for a new day. And so I just want to present her to you this morning in the care of the Holy Spirit. Sister Simone, glory be to God, woman of God, take the floor.
Good
in
morning.
Care of the Holy Ghost this morning. Praise God. Praise God.
Good morning. I just want to greet everyone again in the mighty name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I want to salute Yahweh. I want to salute Jehovah Sabaoth, who's the Lord of hosts, the angel on the line this morning. And I just want to thank God for this opportunity again. When God gives us an opportunity, we should not turn him down, because, you know, there is someone out there. You always come for the one that is out there that is in need of a word and of healing and deliverance. And I also want to salute Sister Tim. On that note, I want to speak on love this morning. I thank God for the opportunity that he has given time and time again. We are to love one another as Christ loved the church. And I believe that the same Holy Spirit that came down on Jesus when he got baptized is the same Holy Spirit that dwells with us today, and that he can re-baptize us again. You know, through our long suffering, sometimes we go through life and sometimes we need a fresh touch. So today I'm employing the Holy Spirit for a fresh touch this morning. Love is undoubtedly the best asset a man could have. Love is conquered a multitude of sin. Love will always last for a long time. Love is long lasting for a lifetime. Love stays in our hearts forever. Love is joy. Love is peace. Love is happiness. Love makes the heart flatter. Love is marriage. Marriage is a union and is a covenant unto God. Not just being physically married, but to become one with God, becoming one with the Holy Spirit, being in love with Jesus, getting to know and getting to that place where we want to call Jesus and be in a place, somewhat, I want to use like a little parable, La La Land with God. Just you and God, just you and me, Jesus, just you and me, Lord, in this place. Love is life. God is love. He is the giver of life. 1 John 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. There are many, many stories in the Bible for which love, you know, is expressed as a story. And one of them I want to talk about today is a story, why I choose this. God chose it, with David and Bathsheba and their love. The story of David and Bathsheba is one of the most dramatic account in the Old Testament. And, you know, one night in Jerusalem, King David was walking upon the rooftop when he spotted a beautiful woman bathing nearby. So it happened late in the afternoon when David arose from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's house, that he saw from the roof a woman bathing, and the woman was beautiful. David asked his servant about her, was told She was Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. Now, despite her marital status, David summoned Bathsheba to place, and they slept together. So Bathsheba later discovered she was pregnant and informed David, the king. The king's reaction was to attempt to hide his sin. Now, how many of us are hiding our sins from God? You know, God knew us. He knew us from our mother's womb. How many of us are in this place where we say, you know, they can't see us. We're just going to hide this sin. Now, let us not hide our sin. Let us go to a place where it's just me and you, God. David commanded Uriah to report back to him from the battlefield. Bathsheba's husband doubtfully answered David's summons, and David sent him home. So what he did was he put Uriah in the front of the battle so that he could be killed. Now, you know, when I look at this story and I think about how this all went down, and, you know, coming to a place of love, even so, God did forgive David, right? You know, and once the husband of Bathsheba was dead, then after her time of mourning, Bathsheba married David and gave birth to a son. So after she gave birth to a son, we can find that in 2 Samuel 11:27. Even though the thing David had done displeases the Lord, God still forgave him. So in Proverbs 21 and 31, the horse is made ready for the day of battle. I just want to say that the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we have to go to God to fight for what and who we love. We have to take our situation to the Lord in prayer. Don't ever give up that fight that is in you. The battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. And I want to pray a battle scripture at this time. Psalms 83, 13, 18. Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like chaff before the wind. As fire consumes the forest, or a flame set the mountain ablaze, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Cover their foes with shame, and that they will seek your name, God. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed, and may they perish like in disgrace. Let them know that you, Lord, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. So, as I continue this morning, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Don't give up your confidence in God and his love towards you. Give to others who can't give to you. For the seed you plant is the seed you'll reap. And when the time comes, you will receive. That is called recompense. So what is recompense? Recompense, this theology term simplified means to give back in return. There is a setting of payment that Jesus even taught. He taught this in, it taught us revealing his in the chapter in Luke 14, 12, 14. And it goes as this. Then he also said to him, Who invited him, when you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, or your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back. and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the named, the lamed, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you shall be repaid at the resurrection, the just. Isaiah 61 and 8. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery with iniquity, and I will give them their recompense in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant. The Lord will look in mercy upon his people and will deliver and save them and bestow favor plentifully on them. So give to those who can't repay you. That is love. We are not alone. Remember this. We are not alone, because God is with us and he is for us. And if God is with us and for us, who or what can be against us? I want to break down the word love in a simple form today. So L stands for life. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son, God does not have life. When we hear the word, the good news, it's a sign of welcoming Jesus. So remember in the beginning, I talk about, you know, the same spirit that came on Jesus when he got baptized, the Holy Spirit descending like a dove, is the same spirit that we have into our world, and giving our spirit over to him will help ensure that you have the fulfilling and a happy life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Then I went over to the letter O, and I think about Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom was a man from the tribe of Levi. We first read about Obed-Edom in 2 Samuel 6 and 10, when David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem for a more prominent resting place. The Ark had been in the home of Abinadab, and his son Eleazar, Uzzar, and Or for many years, since being captured by the Philistine and returned to Israel. David and 30,000 men arrived at Abinadab's house to escort the ark to Jerusalem. The problem began when they placed the ark on a cart drawn by the oxen instead of transporting it on the shoulders of the Levites as God has instructed. Now, when God asks us to do something and he asks us to do what he asks us to do, he wants us to do it precisely. If he asks us to number it 2 by 2, 1 by 1, 2 times 10, that's how he wants it. He doesn't want it another way. He doesn't want it our way. He wants us to do it his way. So this is what God's love looked like. It may have been that in the excitement, David forgot the instruction about the transport. Sometimes we're getting excited about things and we forget to do what God asks us to do. Many a times I've done that, and I had to go and repent. When we recollect in our mind, we must go to God and say, God, you know, I'm sorry. And, you know, he will redirect our path and he will re-instruct us on what he wants us to do. But whatever the reason, Uzziah or Hoab and all David men were joyful transporting the ark and the covenant to Jerusalem on a cart when the oxen stumbled. Fearing the ark was about to slide off, Uzziah reached out and to steady it. When his hand touched the ark, the Lord's anger burned against Uzziah because of his irreverent act. Therefore, God struck him down and he died. I just want to say, even there beside the ark God killed him. Now, that was a punishment. Now, David even so thought that the punishment was too harsh, and then he was fearful and fearful to bring the ark to the resting place. So he left it there in Obed-Edom place for some numbers of time, and in Obed-Edom's house was blessed. So I just want to say, even so, even in someone act, you can be blessed. Because look at it, Obed-Edom got blessed because of David's fearfulness of what God had done. So then during the 3 months that the ark was in the possession of Obed-Edom, the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his entire household. Today I want to pronounce a blessing over our entire household. All of our household will be blessed. And the next word I want to use is victory. Now, when Jacob wrestled with an angel of God and commanded a blessing, Jacob spent the night alone on a riverside during his journey back to Canaan. He encountered a man. Now, did he know it was an angel? Did he know who he had encountered? He who proceeded to wrestle with him until daybreak. In the end, Jacob is given the name Israel. So God changed his name from Jacob to Israel and blessed, while the man refused to give him his own name. Jacob then names the place where they wrestled Peniel. While we in this place where the Holy Spirit will meet with us, one and one with God, while we come to this place, while we wrestle with God, may God change our name. May He give us our God-given name. And while His name was changed, which means God's fights, never give up the fight that is within you. Never give up that fight that God has placed in you. That fight is until eternity. That fight is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That fight is for your generation and generation and generation to come. God tells Jacob, this is because Jacob has fought with God and with man, and he has won. Even then, Jacob will not submit, demanding a blessing. Look at that. He did not give up because he demanded a blessing in response. And he did get that blessing. His name was changed unto Israel. Genesis 32 and 28. Your name won't be Jacob anymore, the man replied, but Israel, because you exerted yourself against both God and man, and you have emerged vigorously. Victoriously. And the last word is E. The last letter is E, everlasting. Our everlasting God fainted not, neither is He weary. Our God is not weary. We can go to Him even with the simplest thing. God, it is I. It is me, God. It is me, God, standing in the need of prayer. It is me, God. You said, oh God, take everything to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. I don't know who's carrying a burden today, and God wants you to take your burden to Him and leave it there. He wants you to come and wrestle with Him. He wants you to come and to give Him your all. He wants you to come and give Him your best. He wants you to sacrifice a seed in the name of Jesus Christ that you cannot get back in return. He wants you to sacrifice a seed that only He alone can pay you a recompense. So today I just want to employ the Holy Ghost, Father God, as He travels with me on this journey. Isaiah 40:28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is incorruptible. God's understanding is incorruptible. By faith, by having faith in Jesus, we are now loved by God in the same way that the Father loves his son. It is an everlasting love that has always been and will always will be. It is a faithful love that cannot waver due to our unfaithfulness. God can decoupling us for a while. That God can discipline us for a while, but he will never stop loving us. Sometimes we do things and God will discipline us, but he will never ever stop loving us. We must understand God's discipline. Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord appeared to him from afar saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. John 3, 3 John 1:2, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. I want to pray this morning, and I want to pray in love. Let's pray. Let the morning bring me word, O Lord. Let the morning bring us, O God, this word that you have bring, O God, for your unfailing love. For, O God, I have put my trust in you. Show us, O God, the way that we should go. For to you, O God, we entrust in O God, our life in you, O God. Help us, Lord, to do everything in love. Bind all together, O God, in perfect unity. Remove, O God, the bondage of the enemy, the bondage of hate, the bondage of sadness, the bondage of envy, the bondage of jealousy. Father God, the bondage of backstabbing. Father God, the bondage, O God, that is in our mind. Father, renew our mind and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Father, we gird up the loins of our minds this morning, O God. And Father, oh God, place your love, oh God, and faithfulness, Father God, that never leaves us, oh God. Bind them around our necks, oh God. Write them, oh God, on the tables of our hearts, oh God. Then, Father, oh God, Father, we will win, oh God, your favor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and a good name, Father God, in the sight of you, O God and man, help us, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be completely humble and gentle, to be patient, bearing one another, O God, in love. Above all, Lord God, love each other deeply, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because love covers, O God, a multitude of sin, because we know that you, Lord, Father God, we know, O God, that your love, Father, is far greater than any other love. That God, Father, oh God, that you are the God of gods. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords, God. Father, oh God, we love because you first love us. Love is patient, your word says, God. Love is kind, God. It does not envy. It does not boast. It does not be proud, God. It does not, oh God, dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, God. It is not easily angered, Father. Take away, oh God, anger from us, God. Anything, oh God, that causes us to be angry, Father, take it away, God. It keeps no records of wrongs, Father, oh God. When we, Father God, in the name of Jesus, sometimes someone might do us something, Lord, and we want to keep it as a record of wrong, Father God. Help us, Lord, to throw out those logs, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and just to look unto you, God, who is the author and finisher of our faith, mighty God. I pray today, God, in the name of Jesus, that out of, oh God, your glorious riches, Father, oh God, that you may strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen, Father God, us with your power, your dominion, your might, mighty God, through your spirit, mighty God. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, in, oh God, our inner being, in our inner man, mighty God, so that you, Christ, may dwell within our hearts, God. Father God, through faith, Father, the word says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, mighty God. And I pray this morning, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will be rooted and, oh God, and grounded and be established in your love, in Jesus' name. The Lord bless us. The Lord keep us. May the Lord's face shine upon us, and may he give us peace. I thank you, Father God, for your word today. I thank you for the angel of Jehovah Sabaoth, who is the Lord of hosts. And I thank you, Yahweh, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. May your hearts be filled. May you go out about your day knowing that the Holy Spirit is your guide and is your keeper. And God is our helper. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Until we get this full.